This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 1,700 Colorado food businesses benefited from a federal program intended to help them through the pandemic. CPR's Megan Verlee reports on the Restaurant Revitalization Fund.
In total, the fund paid out around $481 million to Colorado restaurants, breweries, bars, caterers, food trucks, and other qualifying businesses. According to data released by Senator Hickenlooper's office, more than three-quarters of the grants in Colorado went to food businesses owned by women, veterans, and people of color. Several dozen businesses received grants of more than $1 million each. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It's a smoky summer vacation for some visitors to Colorado. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
Steve Harrison watched his daughter play in a creek in Steamboat Springs Tuesday morning. His family drove from Dallas for vacation, but with all the smoke, he said they might cancel a horseback ride and maybe even leave the area early.
We had been coming to Colorado annually, and so we were saying, hey, maybe we need to think of something else if this is going to be an annual thing.
Officials say rain could help improve mountain air quality today, but conditions could change as local wildfires grow and winds bring smoke from other fires across the west. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The anonymous school safety tip line, Safe to Tell, had around 500 tips in June. For the last school year, the number of tips was down 46%. That drop likely the result of delayed school openings and distance learning during the pandemic. The University of Colorado Boulder will give away more than 150 acres of land it planned to use for a new southern campus. The university purchased the 300-acre plot in 1996, but plans to develop the property never happened. Now the university will forfeit half of it to the city of Boulder for flood mitigation systems. Boulder and Metro Denver have highs today in the 80s. This is CPR News.